You're listening to the Being Business Savvy Show, with your host Dr. Savvy. This podcast series aims to share best practice in the arenas of effective program and change management via relevant tools and techniques. We also feature exciting guests with incredible business insights and innovative ideas. Our documentary-style format helps to make knowledge sharing more fun, dynamic and engaging. If you'd like to be featured on the show, please contact us by sending an email to ttt@savvyleaders.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, on with the show.
It's a Friday in the office with a few more hours to go before the weekend kicks in. You're so glad. It's been a hectic week. You receive a call on your cell phone, and it's one of those calls declaring an unknown caller or hidden number. You answer it, and it's a recruiter offering you the most amazing role ever. More money, benefits, and a chance to work on the latest innovation. A chance to make a difference, says the recruiter. A once-in-a-lifetime job to change society is added to the mix. Tempting, isn't it? Or is there an opportunity to consider that it's never been a better time to work for a large company? This TED Talk explores this dilemma. What if we could consider our size as not a constraint, but as an incredible opportunity to change the way we work with our competitors and the newbies on the block? Now, imagine a world that follows the typical sci-fi premise of a dystopia, as opposed to a utopia, where the world is perfect. Our setting is in the middle of an ocean, where tankers fulfill the role of cities. All around are speedboats attempting to get ahead or simply steal supplies. Okay, some of what I've described is from the 1995 Kevin Costner movie, Waterworld. Let's hear a little bit from the trailer.
The future. The polar ice caps have melted, and the Earth lies beneath a watery grave. Those who survived have adapted to a new world. And the human dream is the search for a mythical place called dry land.
It doesn't exist!
How can you be sure?
Because I sail farther than most have dreamed. I've never seen it. Dry land is not just our destination, but it is our destiny!
Waterworld.
Now it's interesting in terms of some of the themes that emerge. Firstly, the suggestion that only the savior has the ability to find dry land because he claims he's the only one that's traveled there and actually seen it. However, the controller of the tanker, Dennis Hopper, feels that finding dry land is his destiny. Let's pull back a little bit and consider some new models for innovation. Recently, the founders of Agile have been arguing that Agile rapid development of delivering applications has been taken over by project managers and the art of technical craftsmanship is being lost, implying that it is still a thought that failing fast is good. It's almost like comparing the Nike advert, just do it, versus the failing to prepare is preparing to fail mantra. Both have their merits, a desire and passion to succeed. If we are able to understand the attributes of success, maybe then we can consider another thing, the concept of having a perspective. This takes me back to growing up on my street. Some of the early immigrants in the UK were from the West Indies and India. In the 1950s, ships such as the Windrush and the Batory carried what I described as pioneers, leaving their families to seek new dreams.
Arrivals at Tilbury. The Empire Windrush brings to Britain 500 Jamaicans. Many are ex-servicemen who know England. They serve this country well. They sail for Britain, citizens of the British Empire coming to the mother country with good intent. Prodded by public opinion, the Colonial Office gives them a more cordial reception than was at first envisaged.
Sadly, in many cases, their qualifications were not accepted, and they started from very difficult positions. For example, my father was a university lecturer holding a master's in political science. He did eventually make it to being one of the first divisional managers. For those of us born in the UK, we faced acceptance issues. Kids rode their bikes on our streets, loaded with stones in their plastic bags. As kids, we complained to our mother. One day, she visited the mother of one of the main proponents of the stone-throwing pack. She agreed a truce by saying that this was her country now. The reason I bring this up is because the atmosphere of fear was managed through courage and extending a hand for dialogue. In a recent book by David Marquette, entitled Turn That Ship Around, David outlines how he commanded a US nuclear submarine and took it from one of the poor performers to one of the top performers in the fleet. Leadership, writes Steve Covey in the foreword, is communicating to people with their worth and potential so clearly that they are inspired to see it in themselves. This is where the friendship element comes in, convincing partners that working together is to the benefit for all parties. Incidentally, the boat analysis technique is quite a common technique used in workshops. Here's how it works. You draw a picture of a boat with anchors in the form of yellow post-it notes. Each yellow post-it note describes issues holding the boat back. Each post-it note is connected via a line to the hull. On the main deck, sails are erected, again each with a corresponding or random set of post-it notes depicting the way to unblock or dislodge the boat or a specific problem anchor. So it's not quite a cause and effect diagram, as sometimes the biggest sail can move the ship forward. Let's consider some innovations from the past, from so-called oil tankers. How did they achieve movement? The IBM PC evolved from an internal team that broke ranks from existing structures and brought in a new printer partner, such as Epson. The result was that the IBM PC became an industry standard. However, OS2, if you can remember that, and Warp didn't. The BMW Z3 was featured in a James Bond movie, breaking away from traditional marketing techniques. BMW also set up an internal team just to focus on the development of that car. George Lucas pioneered a new way to merchandise Star Wars, making it cool to collect toys and establishing a franchising model that further extended the reach of his stories and characters. In all cases, creativity was harnessed through greater empowerment, whether it was by segmenting or specializing internally or simply reaching out to partners that could supply new services and channels. Agile business models are emerging. Recently, Ocado has been cementing deals to build automated warehouses and online shopping platforms for international retailers, and Instacart's partnership footprint continues to rapidly expand. Kroger and Walgreens are said to be joining forces to test a new store format that will bring together the two companies, i.e. their respective grocery and pharmacy businesses. In addition, products from Kroger's private label, Our Brands, will also be stocked in the participating Walgreens. Interestingly, Dang Foods has created a healthy snack coalition with four leading brands with the goal of educating and sharing best practice. Over time, we're likely to see these partnerships develop into entire ecosystems where a multitude of players work together in an extended network. Each company brings something unique to the table, such as customer insights, technology, or industry expertise. Doing so can help them quickly capitalize on emerging consumer trends and co-create new customer propositions and expand their customer base into new markets. In summary, innovation can be developed through the creativity of others. In our case, the journey and the mission of reaching dry land has a number of routes for guidance. We need to make friends with speedboats in different ways, considering first about having the courage to reach out and start often difficult dialogue. Secondly, considering more than one outcome. Reaching dry land means that we can all benefit, whether that is in the form of the development of a new market or to become a respected party as the dynamic becomes a reality. With the power of our brands, maturity of marketing teams, and the opportunity to extend a hand to forge new alliances with friendly speedboats, it's a good place to watch and be part of a new sunrise that is optimistic for greater days ahead.